Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Congressman, Israel and Gaza aren't mentioned once in the report, the uncommitted movement. What do you make of that?
I think it's pretty unbelievable that that Gaza would not be mentioned once in the autopsy report. I think it was very clearly a major dynamic and a major threat that was happening in 2024. Regardless of how one feels about that issue, the fact that it's not even addressed, I think, is a major oversight. And I think that for young people, it was a huge part of the environment. I can tell you, for myself as a candidate during that cycle, there's no way that it was an ignorable issue or totally immaterial. So I think that it's a real disservice to not speak to that or include or assess that.
Really great answer from Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez about the DNC autopsy that was released earlier today to CNN. This DNC autopsy mentions Gaza 0 times. It mentions Israel 0 times. It mentions the West Bank and Netanyahu 0 times at all, which is a major oversight that really gets to the heart of the voter apathy that we see among young people, among people of all ages, the type of voter apathy that leads to people staying home or saying the good old both sides are the same lie, which is obviously not true. The amount of corruption and self-servingness and just hatred of the working American class coming from the Republican Party is unconscionable. The Democratic Party is imperfect, but at least tries to help and goes the right direction. That's just the facts. But what Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, what AOC is saying here, is that this oversight is rather intentional coming from the Democratic Party. It seems as if the Democratic Party is intentionally trying to look over a lot of the factors that contributed to the 2024 loss. I've talked to Trump supporters. I've talked to young voters, people my age. And Gaza is an issue. It's one of many issues. But for young people, it is something that is defining due to the decentralized media that we have access to. See, a few decades ago, when we only had a few different stations to choose from, when you could just watch, you know, ABC, CNN, Fox News, or local stations, there was kind of a top-down way of messaging about things. But now that TikTok and Instagram and Facebook are here, we're able to see inside the daily life of Gaza and of the West Bank and of other places. We're able to see videos. Young people are inundated with constant imagery that we wouldn't have been able to see 20 years ago. So young people during our formative years have seen images coming out of the West Bank, for example. I find the settlements in the West Bank to be despicable. Obviously, the starvation and genocide in Gaza is awful as well, but I just find the constant encroachment and the lack of sovereignty, the lack of human dignity given to West Bank citizens just absolutely awful on behalf of the Israeli government and the settlers. So we've grown up watching this. We've grown up seeing both sides create the permission structure for this type of Israeli violence on West Bank people and Gazans. And it's just so incredibly despicable that this current administration is now furthering these wars in the Middle East. Donald Trump today is talking about Cuba. They're nonstop talking about Cuba, it being next. We have them in this failing war with Iran that is spiraling so much so that gas prices are spiking. Watch this clip of Donald Trump roughly a month back hinting that Cuba is next, and he's basically doubled down since then.
Reports that the Pentagon's preparing for military action in Cuba. Are those reports true? Is Cuba next?
Well, it depends on what your definition of military action is.
Would it look like Venezuela or Iran?
It really does. It depends on what your definition of military action is.
I mean, they will literally go invade a country, kidnap the country's leader, and then call it an excursion in order to subvert the war powers resolution. Trump over and over tries to skirt over Congress by acting like this isn't a war and it's not actually military action when he's constantly threatening and posturing towards wars. So this is why there's a lack of trust on both sides. And again, I'm not trying to say both sides are the same. One side is clearly infinitely worse on every single issue, including healthcare, the economy. The Republican Party is just so harmful at this moment. But there is a lack of trust in the Democratic Party as well that this autopsy should have gotten to, but it didn't. It didn't mention that Kamala only had 107 days and that Biden dropped out with no primary process and that Biden said he wouldn't drop out. That erodes a lot of trust among core Democratic supporters, not even mentioning independents and Republicans. Then the Republican Party swoops in, and even though young people for some reason voted for Donald Trump at a higher rate than expected, Trump has lost 50 points of popularity among my generation because we're seeing him do the same bullshit that Republicans always do. Cut taxes for the rich, cut benefits for the working American class, and then start a war with another country that starts with IRA, and then posture towards more and more wars. I mean, here's Stephen Miller on the White House front lawn not long ago talking about this taxpayer-funded insurrectionist slush fund. Credit to Aaron Rupar for this video. This is just some bizarre stuff coming from Stephen Miller. The Trump administration is giving $1.8 billion to January 6thers as a form of, like, reparations, they're saying. If you want us to continue fighting back against this type of stuff, drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Check this out.
To be interested in the $1.8 billion fund, that clearly was a sticking point today up on Capitol Hill. Is there anyone that the president is reaching out to, making calls to? It's not going to be on his desk by June 1st, which I think is a deadline he had set earlier.
Well, that's a good closing question, only because it allows me to say this, which is that we lived through 4 years of, more than 4 years actually, but I'll just say 4 years in this case, of unimaginable weaponization of the federal government against innocent people. We've had so many lives, again, it really goes back, so I would say further, but so many lives destroyed, so many livelihoods ruined, so many people who were deprived of their fundamental rights and freedoms as American citizens, and this settlement is just a small measure of the justice that they are owed.
Dude, they're cutting the Department of Labor by 35% because we don't have the budget. This Department of Labor cut is going to make the workforce inherently less safe, more dangerous. It's going to be rough for OSHA and for other regulations, and it's because we don't have the money. Now, this cut will be like $3 billion. We're spending that same exact amount on a ballroom and on January 6thers. And Stephen Miller is standing out in front of the White House in shades, sunglasses, and a suit, acting like he's some FBI agent, just completely cosplaying. It is despicable. Here is Donald Trump talking about his son's wedding today.
He'd like me to go, but it's going to be just a small little private affair, and I'm going to try and make it. I'm in the midst. I said, you know, this is not good timing for me. I have a thing called Iran and other things. That's one I can't win on. If I do attend, I get killed. If I don't attend, I get killed. By the fake news, of course, I'm talking about. No, but he's got a very person who I've known for a long time, and hopefully they're going to have a great marriage.
Mr. President, actually, to add to the art, I just actually passed by.
Here's Stephen Miller on Fox News further talking about Cuba. This entire administration is just so incredibly insidious. They're constantly on every single station running defense for wars that are being started, leaders that are being captured. And listen, I am not a fan of the Cuban regime. I have friends who are Cuban, and it's not a good situation. The United States embargo is making it obviously worse, but the way that our leaders talk about starting wars with other countries and invading other countries is not a way for a democratic country to operate.
American presidents for generations have tried to deal with the problem, the threat of this communist foothold just miles away from America's shores. And President Trump, through his leadership and his vision, has brought us closer than ever to the day when Cuba will be free and when Cuba will no longer be a threat to America.
Oh my God, are they just going to use the same rhetoric over and over? We're going to free the country. We're going to bring democracy there. This dude's like frothing at the mouth talking about his war plans. I showed you in a video earlier today, Stephen Miller was trying to act like he was the most anti-war in this administration. Here's Trump on Cuba today.
Regarding Cuba, there was an aircraft carrier that just arrived there this week, a Nimitz aircraft carrier. Are you sending that there to intimidate?
No, not at all. The Cuba, look, it's a failed country. Everybody knows it. They don't have electricity. They don't have money. They don't have really anything. They don't have food. And we're going to help them along, and we're going to help them because the people, because number one, I want to help them. I don't want to, on a humanitarian basis, but we have the Cuban-American population, much of it living in Miami and Florida. That's a great group of people, amazing group of people, industrious, just they're great Americans. They've wanted this to happen. They want to go back to their country. They want to help their country. I hope they're going to stay here, but they want to go back. They want to invest in their country and, you know, see if they can bring it back. Other presidents have looked at this for 50, 60 years doing something, and it looks like I'll be the one that does it. So.
Oh, my God. We can't just infinitely use this excuse. Other presidents have been looking at doing something. Therefore, I'm going to take the dumbest action possible and then justify it by saying nobody else had the balls to do it, whatever they say. That doesn't mean it's a good decision. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos and you appreciate what we bring on the Adam Ockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I'll see you all later. Peace out.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.